All right, we're going to go ahead then and call to order the Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure Financing District. Today is June 12th. It's 3:02 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you guys could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Val, your chair, will you want to start for us?
Val Wolveson, Chair of the Board of Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure Financing District. I said it.
Tyler Aldis, Director of the Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure Financing District.
Congratulations, you said it too.
I know.
And Hayden Smith, Secretary of the Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure District.
Thanks, Hayden.
Matt Hintz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
All right. So first thing up, board, the board meeting minutes from our last meeting on May 14th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Need me to put them up?
Yes, I move we approve the minutes
Thanks, Val.
without amendment.
Yeah, I second the motion.
Thanks,
This is
Tyler.
Tyler.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, our one item then is to have a quick discussion about the CPACE bonds, and then if the district needs to take any action. So, Tyler, do you kind of want to walk
Yeah,
us
let me
through?
thank you, Michael, and members of the board. So at our last meeting, we discussed the district potentially administering CPACE bonds, which are clean energy bonds designed for commercial construction, as going through the process with the investment bankers and also the bond issuer. It seemed they were more comfortable with Wasatch County actually administering the bonds. Wasatch County had already, adopted all the rules and regs and associated things. They are administering CPACE bonds in Wasatch County for the Black Rock Resort, which is around the corner from the Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure District. So, in meeting with the county manager and other members of the county staff, they felt very comfortable with it. The state statute allowed the county manager to administratively approve this because you're recording a special assessment to approve the assessment, which will be assigned to the CPACE issuance. And so that was brought to, as the manager brought it to the county council, just to inform them what he was doing under the administrative statute. If they had any questions, that was at the county council mat last week. There were no issues. The assessment has now been posted, noticed, and it'll be, I think, ready to go here in about 30 days. And then we'll continue to work with the district, will work with the CPACE bond if there's anything we need to do, but we're in good shape on that. So
Perfect.
appreciate the
Perfect.
board members for their consideration on it, and always nice to have the county administer something for us.
Yeah, no kidding. Matt, is there anything that we need to do then as a district?
No, not that I know of. If the district was administrating it, obviously it'd be much different, but given the circumstances, I don't think there's anything special we need to do, so.
Okay, perfect. Well, I think at a minimum, then we have it on record, part of the district's files, that the district's been notified and understands what's happening with those. So if there's nothing else, if you guys have anything
Ask
for us.
a question, Michael.
Sure.
Our budget has been
Yes.
submitted to the state auditor's office, and we're in compliance there.
Yes, sir.
And then our financials are done for the quarter, but whereas June 30th year end, aren't we? And so we're set to finish an audit in probably August or September and get that submitted.
Yeah, that's the plan right now. They're working on getting with the accounting firms. They're getting all of the stuff ready for all of the PIDs and IFDs in the state so that we can get the 24s put in as quick as we can. So
And
I
Val,
will, I'll
sorry.
double check on us. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
That's okay. I was just going to say the PID is operating on, or the IFD is operating on a calendar year. So we're actually
Oh, okay.
yeah, that was the one thing I just wanted to clarify.
Okay, thanks, Matt. I didn't know that. I thought it was on the same state fiscal year calendar.
So that means we have an audit report that's due by June 30th.
That's correct.
And that's
So it sounds
underway.
like we need to call our CLA friends.
Yeah. To be honest, Val, they're still behind on 23s. So, and I mean, it's not the auditor's fault. It's just they've had some troubles getting CLA to get them the info. And so they've just been backed up. And so we've put a lot of pressure on them. And they're now, I know, getting help from Colorado to try to get caught up, because I've had the same discussion you're having with us that, hey, I mean, I'm looking right now and we're still on hold. So I'll keep pushing to get it done as quick as we can.
Okay, there are some negative consequences that could come to us by not meeting that deadline. We're not collecting sales tax, but withholding sales tax is one of the potential penalties.
Yeah, and I will just note that thankfully we're in the, nowhere in the district are we collecting sales tax.
Yeah. But I'm with these districts, and they're quite new. And you know what the compliance cycle has been, I don't know. We can find out, but I just wondered if you knew. I
Yeah,
mean, when I say compliance cycle, how ticky are they going to be? Should we talk to them in advance and let them know what our situation is, or what's your plan?
we can reach out to them. For us, because we don't collect any property tax or don't have a mill levy, there's really not a lot for us to present to them. I mean, we're going to show them obviously what's happening with the special assessments, what's happened with all of the bond money, but I don't want to say there's no recourse for them. I mean, they can obviously put us on hold, but there's nothing that they can stop flowing to us because we don't have anything.
Okay.
Does that make sense? We don't have
Yeah,
sales
no, I
tax. We don't have any
totally.
property tax. I want us to be as compliant as we could be.
Yeah.
So, but I'll reach out to CLA and then also to the accounting or to the audit firm and just double check on kind of where we're at.
Great.
Well, I'll just say this isn't an excuse or a discounting the issue at all, but this is a problem that has plagued a number of our districts. So it's not an issue that just this IFD is dealing with. It's something that we've been dealing with sort of across the board, and it's been a source of frustration for us, certainly.
Okay, but you haven't had any communications with the state auditor's office
Not
on a global basis.
well, yes, they know about it and they're trying to work with CLA to get them caught up. They have gone back on a few where they've needed some compliance things. So that's been another issue kind of holding up everybody, is they went back on some 22 audits the state auditor did and made them revise some things there. So I'll reach out. We have Hinton Burdick scheduled to do our audit, and so I'll reach out to McKay Hall, who is the principal there, and kind of get a timeline from him, and I'll shoot back you guys a update as soon as I get a hold of McKay.
One other thing I wanted to ask about, that there was a general communication that was sent out from the Utah Association of CPAs on a notice that came from the state auditor's office relative to the chief executive officer and the chief financial officer signing off on the year-end reports. And they were asking for feedback. And so I just wanted to see if you had seen that, and if you have any concerns, or if you want me to provide any feedback or
So what we do is once we get the audit back, I'll send to you and to Tyler what's the financial certification, which basically you go through the audit, you see there's no findings, no issues, and then you guys sign off to the fact that the district's in good standing, hasn't had fraud, those kinds of things. So if that's what they're talking about, Val, that's not an issue, and we do that. I will also send to you guys the fraud risk assessment questionnaire, and that will be for you two to sign as well. And I can do that whenever you want. I typically try to do it all kind of as a combined package so that we can just submit everything to them. But I can get the fraud risk out to you as soon as you want. I
Now,
typically won't do the financial cert until we see the audit. Now, if you want me to send something out based on, say, the unaudited year-end financials, I can do that. So whatever you feel comfortable with.
but in our situation, you're operating as the chief executive officer, correct?
You are considered the chief
Yeah.
administrative officer.
And I think I'm the chief financial officer.
Yes, Tyler, you are.
Okay.
All right. So we're the ones that need to sign that.
Yep, it would be you too.
Okay.
And then Hayden gets all the other great responsibilities of signing everything else.
Hayden signs everything else, so.
And there is a statute change on those signatures, and that's why they're asking for feedback. And I'll go back and read that statute change.
Yeah, do you know? Can you give just maybe a quick overview of what it is, what they changed?
No, I didn't. I just saw the notice and I didn't
Okay.
go read it, but I didn't want to ask you about
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm not a CPA, so I didn't get to see it.
And I have to admit, I didn't see the change that you're referring to, Val. There were a number of changes that affected our districts from this last legislative session. That is not one that I remember seeing. So if you
I will
have
send that out to you.
to.
Okay.
I'll send out the notice that I got. Again, it was coming from the UACPA, and they were forwarding it on from the auditor's office. The auditor's office would have sent a notice out to all districts and all local governments that it applied to, and so you probably should have seen it through a different channel, but.
Yeah, well, I didn't get a chance to see it. So,
Okay.
yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, Michael, just one thing. Let me just share quick drone photo from last week. You
Oh,
got from
yes.
up in Pegasus looking down at the Sky Ridge community, and can zoom in here a little bit. Whoops, that's really zoomed. So this would be up in the Pegasus subdivision. Looking down at, obviously the Sky Ridge Resort, the clubhouse coming in, the golf coming in. Whoops, that was a bunch of pictures. Ah, sorry, guys. I'm trying to zoom in. There we go. Wrong shot. Okay, I got to move. There we go. Sorry. Where did it go? That, I already showed you guys that. Those were the renderings looking back and forth. Hold on. Yeah, here it is. Okay. I had all your faces were over there by the Adobe buttons to click. So sorry about that. Okay, here we go again. Pegasus subdivision, looking down, we've got a couple more houses under construction. You can see the driving range completed. The hitting bays will go live next month. We've got the golf course coming in, and the lodge is now up to the second floor. And this is the third floor being built where the crane is right here in the middle. Clubhouses are all enclosed, waterproof, dry. They're going to start having the windows and doors and enclose the building. So, if you're living in this, you're looking at and considering purchasing a lot in Pegasus, you've got a great amount of activity you're looking down on. And it's just something that makes this subdivision really special is you've got all this open space. Yeah, you have a clubhouse and you've got a lodge, but you've got all this open space right down below you. And then you've got these really great views of the Deer Valley Village. So you can see the Grand Hyatt right there in the background. the new East Village for Deer Valley. How do you just scroll down? I guess probably shouldn't do this on my little computer. You can see the Grand Hyatt right here. These three cranes are the Four Seasons that's going up, and they have sold almost all the hotel condominium units in that building at a price point averaging almost $3,800 a square foot,
Holy
which is
cow.
just staggering.
Wow.
And then
Now,
right here, sorry, go ahead, Michael.
is that the really, really big building that
That's
is
the
you're
Grand
driving
Hyatt
on
right now.
40?
It's finished. That's the Grand Hyatt. It's the MITA, the military MWR hotel. It's completed. And let me see if I can zoom in. It's complete. It's open for business. We're actually meeting with the general manager in about 2 weeks. We had a meeting with MITA yesterday about military programming. You can see the three big cranes right here. That is the Four Seasons that's starting. And this is the whole village that is underway there. I don't know why am I there we go. I want to get one last little piece because you can see this construction road. Oh, my computer's giving a hard time. Sorry, guys. See the towers right here on the knoll where my cursor is? That is the angle station for the gondola that's going in that will be open next year, which will take you from the Grand Hyatt, the village right here, all the way to the top, the back of Bald Mountain, to the top of Deer Valley. One trip. It's going to be a total game changer. So we're pretty confident the Pegasus lots are going up in value.
For sure.
So anyway, quick update, and that's all really what we've got to share for an update.
I really appreciate you sharing that, Tyler. I honestly, one of the best things about working in this field is being able to see things being built because of the work that we do. So, really.
And between the district and the PIDs and the things that the legislature put in place, this type of kind of public-private partnership stuff, I mean, this wouldn't exist. And Utah is building a true world-class destination resort area right here in Wasatch County on the banks of the Jordan L. And if Val will ever get the interconnect done, then we can rival Europe.
We're working on
Yeah. So Matt, we need to talk about a pay raise so that I can afford a lot in Sky Ridge in Pegasus.
I was just doing some quick calculations on that $3,500 a square foot, and
It's pretty staggering. But
Yeah. It
it's
would be.
great. It's people who probably have never owned real estate in Utah before.
True. So I would say what, the vast majority second property, second homes,
Oh
third
yeah.
homes, fourth homes.
Yeah, M mountain home. They typically have a city home, a beach home, or some type of waterfront home, and then a mountain home.
Where do these people come from, man? Is it
Newport Beach.
just wealth that generational family wealth that they've got?
It's
IT
all over the
world?
place, Michael,
Wow.
and it I mean we've seen it kind of all over the place. Yeah, there's some generational wealth, but coming out of different tech sectors and just it really is kind of coming from all over the place in all
Wow.
age spectrums. I mean, we had somebody buy a $5 million house in Sky Ridge, and he has a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I can't even comprehend that. And he doesn't look
Wow.
like he's ever shaved.
Holy cow.
And he bought it for cash.
Well, I did the
I
wrong
don't know
thing
what that is
buying
all about. I may
apparently.
be the developer, but I'm not that kind of buyer. We love those
Wow.
people. So
Oh, yeah.
great, great to have them in the state. And no, I think what we're doing, and just generally, and this is where obviously the Pegasus comes in, is we're now taking buyers who their choices previously were Aspen or Vail or Jackson Hole, Sun Valley, Big Sky, and they're coming here to Utah because they probably don't have a jet, but they're very wealthy because of our airport and our infrastructure. Whereas if you don't have a jet, it is almost impossible to get to Sun Valley.
Wow.
It is,
So,
and Aspen to for those things, it's very, very difficult to get there.
Tyler, our escrow agent that closed that sale, they're the ones that had to file the treasury report on a cash transaction over $10,000.
Well, no, it goes through the escrow. Yes. Escrow. You know what, guys? It's funny. Over 50% of the residential real estate transactions in the Park City MLS are cash buys, cash transactions, no
Amazing.
finance.
Yeah.
No.
And actually, that's not cash. It's, the wire transfer and everything.
It's they don't walk in with
You say cash
suitcases
sales,
now.
but it's not a
Wow,
cash sale.
50%.
Over 50%.
Those are some big dollar amounts too, up
Yes, yeah.
there.
Well, and it just
Wow.
it shows the depth and breadth of our real estate community and market. And I think that helps lift values up throughout, really the whole Wasatch Front as well. And even getting down into St. George. I was down in St. George last month for my daughter's state golf tournament, and I mean, I know prices have risen everywhere, but wow. We were outside of town in an Ivory Homes development that somebody up here owns and rents it out as a Vrbo. And I was walking around the neighborhood and grabbed a couple flyers. I was like, whoa, St. George used to be affordable.
Matt, what have you guys done down there?
I don't know. People just keep wanting to come, so.
Yeah. It was nice. I mean, I gotta say, it was warm. I mean, it was, but yeah, it was great. So anyway, that's the quick update, gentlemen, and appreciate everybody's time today.
Hey,
Cool.
last thing I need then is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thanks, Bob.
Second the motion.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank
All
you.
right. Good to see
Thanks,
you guys as
everyone.
always.